from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you like Mount Rushmore shows and stupid poll questions, you've chosen the wrong sports radio show. Expect more. Live from Atlanta, it's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio for as long as you have, too. Thank you for your support of this program. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Really can. I appreciate you so much being a part of the show, telling your family, telling your friends. Joining us at 855-212-4CBS for discussion whenever you get the opportunity to do so. You people are very kind. And yes, John Kincaid Radio Free Agent continues. Anthony, lots of interesting discussions this week as I now don't have a local show during the week after 20 years.
Yeah, you making the rounds?
I'm having productive conversations with a lot of different options. But it's interesting because I've never been here.
Heavily sought after, John Kincaid.
Well, I would say, I could say sought after potentially. We'll see what the offers look like. Maybe I'm, man, I'm sought after. And then I see they slide that piece of paper across the desk and I go, man, really sought after. Would you like fries with that? Do you want the chocolate shake or the vanilla? What do you want? So lots of fun. I'm trying to look at this as it's the first time in my adult life. And I graduated college young. So, like, I've been working forever. And I've worked multiple jobs my entire business career. Now, I still have here our show on CBS Sports Radio, and I've got the big podcast with Shaq that we'll be taping this week. So I've still got my other two projects going on. But not having the full-time gig every day, not knowing, like last Monday, when I was watching NFL football last Sunday and I realized I didn't have to be taking notes. I didn't have to be, I didn't have to take notes. I didn't have to.
Has Shaq, said anything to you? Like, hey, come work for me? You could.
I'm not working for Shaquille O'Neal. Well, I shouldn't say that. What if I'm destitute on the streets and saying, please, Shaq, please, Shaq, please. No, I'm not working for Shaq. Shaq and I have a beautiful friendship and a good relationship. The last thing I need is to work for Uncle Shaq. No.
He would definitely compensate you well. He would take care of you.
Oh, God, he'd take great care of me. He's always been very, very kind. But guess what? I've carried his backside around for like 5 years now doing this podcast. My back hurts. No, I'm serious. He's been very kind. He's been very kind. We're okay. Everything's fine. I got a lot of people that have reached out. Everything is fine. It's like people are like, I guess they're thinking they're going to see me with a cup on the corner.
Yeah, I mean, people are reaching out to me to make sure that you're okay.
Let's just say that I have been long time. You've known me a long time. And what have I always preached to you? Being frugal. Investing, saving for a rainy day, living below your means. I've always talked to you about those things because every young person that I know in radio, I lecture them and act like I'm their father. So I've told you those lessons all the time, Anthony, like even when you were going to buy your new car, remember talking you through that and going, now, have you checked out used? Can you get certified pre-owned? Do you want new? Do you need the warranty? Whatever it is. I'm always, so we, thankfully those lessons have paid off. So, we get to week 3 of the NFL, But so many other things happening. Usually week three of the NFL. College football is usually 4 weeks in. And then week three of the NFL. By the way, next week, I will bring back my top four in college football. I wanted to let everybody sort of get a game under their belt and get these things started. Next week, the return of my top four in college football. So I'll bring that back next to you. There's a note, Anthony, for email with maybe some new production on that. My top four in college football, my playoff four coming your way next week. So we'll do that for you next week. But usually when the NFL has week three, it sort of gets center stage, but never it's upstaged by LeBron James and the Lakers and the Celtics and the Heat, an unexpected matchup that I didn't expect we'd be seeing for the Eastern Conference title, and the obviously the Celtics trying to stay alive later on today. The NFL usually has center stage all to itself. College football, though, is off to a nice impressive start now that the big boys are back. And again, it's been really cool to have college football back the last couple weekends. But honestly, what you've been doing is you've been getting a bunch of programs that really don't grab the headlines. Not the programs that everybody's tuned in for, frothing at the mouth, saying, man, this is awesome. I can't wait to sit down and watch this team. So now we get some of the A-list programs back, and it's awesome. It's awesome to see. With college football back, thriving. Oh, and by the way, as we talked about many times before, now we have all the other conferences joining in too. Not one or two of them. All the other ones jumping in and back on board. And I, with all respect to Thomas Dolby, science! All of a sudden the science changed. All of a sudden the science is different. All of a sudden now, everybody says, oh, yeah, we can go now. There's new science that we have. No, there's not new science. What you finally did is you backed off what was an idiotic stance by the Big Ten that the Pac-12 went along with like a bunch of bobblehead dolls. The science always existed for college football to be played safely. The science always existed for Major League Baseball, which ends its season today. The science always existed for the NBA and the NHL and anybody else who wanted to do it properly. Major League Soccer, whatever it is. The science always existed. The politics was different for different parts of the country and different conferences. The visuals, the optics, which we've talked about in the show today, was different. But everything always existed and it's back, and it is awesome. Absolutely awesome to have it back. You want to jump in on the show, our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies on top of what Geico could already be saving you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com so you can learn more today. Absolutely awesome. I want to get Bill and Phoenix in this morning. Bill, I love Phoenix, by the way. Welcome to the show.
Oh, no. It's a gorgeous morning just watching the sunrise outside on the patio.
How is golf in Phoenix like in October?
Oh, like, you know what? It makes up for golf in July.
Because I can't do that, right? I can't do that.
You know what? In July, we have to drink our beer on the golf course with ice.
Oh, my gosh. No. No.
I know. Man.
I'm thinking of jumping on a plane and heading out and having Jay Feely take me out to play golf for like 3 days. Awesome.
Please do so. You got plenty of time.
That's awesome. So what do we got?
Hey, listen. You know what? I'm a big Cardinals fan, and I love to see what has happened the last 2 weeks. I'm worried that my hopes are getting a bit too high.
What are your hopes? What are your hopes? Tell me.
Well, they're scheduled coming up for the next three games.
No, but what were your hopes for the season?
Playoffs.
Okay, that's not out of the question at all. You only have to go 9-7 this year. We've done the math. 9-7 gets in the playoffs. You're already 2-0, so now you just got to be able to go. Can you from this point go 7-7? Sure, you could. Absolutely.
Well,
could.
as long as our height challenged quarterback doesn't get cut in half.
You like him, though.
Oh,
you like
please.
Him, though.
Like, yes. Not the word.
Okay. So I see there's a lot to be positive about, Bill. I mean, it's the way I look at it is this. I want to know when someone tells me about it, is it too early to have dreams? First of all, it's never too early to have dreams. But if your dream this year was that the Arizona Cardinals would go 9-7, that is now at 2-0 is not an inconceivable dream at all, or being in the postseason. And guess what? You're not expecting to win a Super Bowl this year. You're not expecting to go deep into the playoffs. You just want to taste playoff football again. And I think you got a good chance to do so. And you got a really good situation there. Thanks, Bill. I want to talk to Tim in Edmond, Oklahoma. Tim, how are you, brother?
Oh, good morning, JK. I think I am the luckiest, most blessed guy in the world.
Why is
today's
that?
Today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, JK. I'm listening to you, looking at my American flag, drinking my coffee. And, JK, you have been right on everything, absolutely everything. I've been listening to you for so long. The only thing I think that you're off on is the Eli Manning Hall of Fame, but we're not going to go into that.
That's for another day.
Yeah, we've got too many things to be thankful for, and your health, and I think you're sharper. You're very sharp, but I think you're sharper after leaving the 680 gig. So I'm going to drink coffee, listen to you today.
There you go.
And I'm just thankful to be able to listen to you. And I'm hoping this is a great new chapter in your life. I thank you and Anthony for everything you guys do. And people need to listen, JK, because you are right on.
Thank
so
you,
I'm
buddy.
I'm going to sign off. And,
man, you just made my day. Thank you, buddy. You made my day. Made my day. It is going to be a great new chapter. I told this. I said, it's the first time I talked to my mentor in the business, a gentleman named Angelo Cataldi, who, if you know sports radio, you may not know him. He's one of the biggest names in the business, one of the most successful guys ever. And I talked to him yesterday, and I said, I'm going to enjoy this time. And he just said, take your time. Take your time. Pick the right spot. Find the right spot. So that's what I'm going to do. And I appreciate you being a part of the show. Mitch in New Jersey. I knew Mitch would be on this morning. How are you, Mitch?
How's it going, John?
I'm doing all right, buddy. Your Rams are 2-0. How about that?
Yeah, and pretty good. And also the Chargers, too. You got, like, Justin Herbert. He's got job locked.
I do. Here's what I got to wonder, though. How did he not have the job? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you saw him play last week, how did he not have the job? How did he not win the job out of camp, you know?
They didn't give him enough reps, and he just went in a cold turkey.
He was awesome. Yeah. I'm anxious to see what he's got today. By the way, I've picked him in my eliminator pool. So, Mitch, I'm holding you personally responsible. If the Chargers don't win today, you're in trouble.
Good luck.
In trouble with me. Thank you, buddy.
Good luck. Enjoy your time. Maybe you should just work a 10-hour day, and then you have the rest of 6 days off.
There you go. So what do you got going on?
Yeah. Dodgers, they look very good.
Yes.
Corey Seager, no one's giving him enough credit. He made a great comeback. I hope they can sign him long-term, him and Cody, besides Mookie. I would rather have Verdugo and Harper, but they kept pushing off Harper and Manny Machado. And one more thing, Georgia looked good yesterday, but I heard on Twitter after the first half, they were complaining about the quarterbacks. They were wishing Fields was there, Newman. Where's JT Daniels? Where is he?
Well, JT Daniels will be back. He is not cleared medically to play yet, coming off that knee injury. So he's not cleared medically to play. They're going to play it very carefully there. Appreciate your call. But Georgia, they were complaining yesterday. Because think of it this way. Justin Fields could be leading the Georgia Bulldogs offense. He could have been the guy. And I'm not going to say he was run off, because that is absolutely a fake narrative if anyone tells you that. He was not run off. He made the choice to leave. But Kirby Smart, I think in retrospect, backed the wrong horse. I can understand why he backed Jake Fromm back in the day, but I think he backed the wrong horse in the race. He looked at his quarterback situation and said, look, Jake Fromm walked off the field in the national championship game in overtime with the lead. when he headed to the sideline as a freshman starter. There was no way that Justin Fields was going to come in and supplant him as the starter his sophomore season for Jake, because why would you do that? Your starting quarterback as a freshman led you to the national championship game, and you had the lead as he walked off the field in overtime. You had taken the lead. And a 2nd-and-26 play kept you from winning the national championship. So we'll get to more of that. The Chiefs and the Ravens. Don't usually preview the Monday night game a lot because we try to keep this show very immediate. I always wonder about that with weekend shows on the network. And it's one of my pet peeves. Network shows on any network. And I've been doing Sunday mornings nationally between 7 years with ESPN Radio, the John Kincaid Show, and now in my 8th year here at CBS Sports Radio. We're on 15 years. We've been doing this together. You maybe have been waking up with me. We don't preview the Monday night games very often, because I always wonder why weekend hosts choose to do weekend review shows. And my advice to them is always do the show like you're doing the show on a Tuesday or a Monday or whatever. Get into immediacy. Get to the immediacy. Do what everybody else does. So we don't usually preview Monday night, but when it's Ravens and the Chiefs, this game, house money. Absolute house money for the Chiefs, because the Ravens are the team that has everybody's doubt. The Ravens are the team without the pedigree. The Ravens are the team that has done well in the regular season, but Lamar Jackson has to show that he can step up on the big stage and win. He hasn't shown that in postseason play. This is a great opportunity for the Kansas City Chiefs to test themselves against one of their biggest competitors. But this is a huge opportunity for the Baltimore Ravens to become legit. And that is what I'm going to be watching for on Monday Night Football. Coming up, Pete Futak joins us. College football news. Pete's got a great eye on things. I want to ask him point blank. Should the Pac-12 be able to be considered for the college football playoff this year? And how could that argument ever be made? We'll get to it next. JK Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. If football is a religion, consider yourself in the front pew. Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, that is music to my ears. Not only living in the American South, but it just reminds me that the joy and the energy of Saturday afternoons is back. Pete Futak is someone who is immersed. He bathes in the world of college football, and he does it 365 days a year. And he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Pete, that music, the SEC being back. College football returned yesterday, right? It really returned yesterday.
Feels like it's a little more like it. Look, good morning. College football's been bad. It's been a bad product. It's been a bad season. It's, comparatively, when, you got what the NFL's doing, where it just hit the ground running and it's been awesome and a blast from the start. We've had bad games, teams that nobody really gets into, and, the storyline continues to be, okay, well, who's actually playing this week? Part of the line continues to be, which teams are going to get knocked out. But look, for getting the morality of any of this and good and for bad, teams are just rolling right through. Teams have problems with COVID, missing players, and then they just kind of keep playing. Look at Virginia Tech yesterday. They missed something like 24 players, I believe, and they come out and they looked fantastic, and just things are just moving on. Plus, the SEC is back, which is everything. And I can tell you from a business standpoint, a traffic standpoint, SEC, Big Ten, and there's everybody else. And it's this week all of a sudden felt big. The games were pretty massive yesterday. It's all still weird, but it's at least yesterday you had a whole lot of fun between the SEC games, the Kansas State game. It did feel like, at the very least, I don't want to say college football, it feels like it's totally back because the fans aren't involved in this, but it did feel like a more fun day overall.
Okay, so if the Pac-12 gets their season started and they finally, as far as late to the party, get things rolling, I insist I don't want to hear about Pac-12 eligible for the college football playoff. I don't believe they will be able to deliver us enough of a sample size.
How much sample size do you need?
What do you mean, how much? From the Pac-12, I need a large sample size. From an SEC team?
But here's the thing. Like, they only play seven or eight conference games anyway. I mean, you know, it's basically what you're doing here is you're saying if you go 7-0 in the Pac-12 and then you win the conference championship and you go 8-0, then essentially you're saying, well, you missed the, you know, a couple of cupcake U's and, you know, the very basic easy ones. Now, granted,
and getting challenged at a conference. I'm taking on the challenge. I want to see some challenge out of conference.
He's not getting challenged out of conference.
That's because there's – yeah, but, Pete, that's pedigree. If we're talking about Alabama, if we're talking about – you know, if we had an Alabama program, let's just toss them out there. I don't need to check Alabama's pedigree. I don't need to get under the hood and know their pedigree. They've already proven it over and over again.
Yeah, you do. See, here's the problem with that. And technically, if you're going to go by the letter of the law here, how this is supposed to work – yeah, you do, and I'll give you one main reason why. Oklahoma. You need to check Oklahoma's pedigree. I want this fight. I want this fight where there's an undefeated Big 12 champion and an undefeated Sun Belt champion, and there's one college football playoff spot open, and I want, on merit, someone to give me the argument why the undefeated Big 12 champion deserves to be in the college football playoff over an undefeated Sun Belt champion.
Pete, I'm telling you, I think it's going to be – I think UCF is the team that has the chance to crash it.
Kind of crazy, you know. I don't think anybody's crashing it now. I get what you're saying. I do think that there is something to be said. Now, if it comes down to two teams and is it going to be a 11-0 team or a 9-0 team, yeah, that kind of matters. But look, sample size is – if it's the job of the College Football Playoff Committee to look at the teams and say, who is really good? And right at the moment, I don't know in the SEC. I'll say, you know, Alabama looked good yesterday, but am I 100% sold on Georgia now? No. You know, Florida looked great yesterday. Okay.
Well, defensively they didn't. That was the worst Florida defense I've seen. That's the worst Florida defensive performance I think I've seen in a while.
Yeah, but, like, is Ole Miss good or not? Look, you know, Texas looked like a world beater against UTEP. You know, and then yesterday they couldn't. This year is so bizarre. And from an investment standpoint, if the gamblers of the world, if you're a money line player or if you're kind of like the underdogs, this is your year. And this has been it. I mean, just look across the board. You took Kansas State on the money line yesterday just to throw a little flyer out there. How about, look, Syracuse as a money line player yesterday at home. You know, it's been a crazy year because no one's in shape. And you could tell that there's no spring football. You could tell that these guys have not practiced enough. And that makes what Mike Leach, I'm not a Mike Leach fan by any stretch, but that makes what that Mississippi State team did yesterday all the more remarkable. Is that we're seeing across the board, team after team after team, just do not have their wind and they do not have their timing down. And then what does KJ Costello do? He goes out there and puts up the greatest passing day in the history of the SEC. You know, so it was amazing what the Bulldogs were able to do. But that's the crazy part about this. Team by team by team, everything changes so dramatically week by week because of players being out, about times that they're able to play. This is just the craziest, weirdest year ever.
They got to love it. Pete Futak from College Football News. You will absolutely love that, too, being able to get caught up on everything that he's got for you. So do you believe, from what you've seen so far, that Clemson is a usual Clemson? Do you believe Alabama could be a usual Alabama? Or are those two top suspects potentially still suspect in your mind?
No, they're all suspects. Everyone's going to be suspects throughout. But you know what? It's for all the craziness and all the lack of normalcy. At the end of the day, I'm still a believer that the norms will hold with the college football playoff. If you can win your Power 5 conference championship and you go undefeated, the college football playoff will have a spot for you, which is why I now, if Ohio State, you know, gets in, if Ohio State's undefeated, if Ohio State goes 9-0, it is absolutely in this thing. Now, and if to your point of the Pac-12 before, you lose a game, now the norms change, because before, if you win your conference championship and you have just one loss, you are absolutely in the college football playoff. This year, not so much. So let's see what's going forward, because now, you know, performances matter. Like yesterday's performance by Georgia matters. Yesterday's performance by the Florida defense matters.
Yeah.
Because now the college football playoff, and the problem with my dumb sport is that they, depending on judges, to decide who gets in this playoff. And so every performance, everything's going to be magnified that much more now. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But, again, I think the college football playoff might just be as easy as you look. Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, and then maybe like a Notre Dame if it, you know, runs the table
and
to Clemson or something. Or,
well, yeah.
You know, or,
They're probably going to have Notre Dame, though, has to could potentially play Clemson twice, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I don't see them. I don't see winning one of them. I mean, maybe if they won one of them, that'd be awesome. I don't see it happening. Just for the storyline, I would love it.
This year, anything's on
anything
the table.
Can happen.
Look, yesterday in a million years would you say, hey, look, LSU, I know you lost your whole team, but that team from last year, you're going to come out and start the season and get over 600 passing yards hung up on you.
Never thought that.
The crazy stat yesterday was you had Texas and Texas Tech. Both have, you know, they're tied at 56, and they're going into overtime. I mean, you've got these two monster programs passing-wise and offensive. They didn't come – those two teams combined, Sam Ellinger and Alan Bowman combined, did not have as many passing yards as KJ Costello had in that one game. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
This is just going to be insane across the board. But it's kind of funny though. You want to show how much of a provincial sport college football really is. SEC fans yesterday, if you're on social media, it's like, wow, this Mike Leach offense is pretty interesting. It's like, it is. What it does. It's almost like the Pac-12 plays its games after dark or something, because nobody really seemed to see this Mike Leach thing before yesterday. And this of all years, look, if you got a team whose timing is down, and you've got a veteran quarterback who knows what he's doing, and you've got a star like Kylan Hill to throw the ball to, and a team that is just, you know, as tight as can be, you're going to have a day like yesterday at Mississippi State against LSU.
Pete, I need you to have more energy next time you call me. I mean, honestly, I love your energy. I love your stuff. Check out College Football News. Bookmark it. Read it. Immerse yourself in it. Thanks for your time this morning, buddy.
Anytime. You have a good one.
Knowledgeable, passionate, and a beautiful head of hair. He's John Kincaid, and he's only on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, very sexy, too. Anthony, now 4.5 pounds less than when COVID started. So,
you're transforming yourself.
I'm doing my best.
You're shedding the weight.
I'm doing my best.
You're going out buying new clothes, a brand new wardrobe.
Yes.
New suit. You're going out to buy a new blue blazer
today. Yeah, I mean, like, things are going well.
I mean, you're going to be...
Watch
out 2021. You're going to be walking in with a new job, new look, new style.
Well, that depends on if anyone hires me.
If they're willing to pay you.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to get that done, though. Where will it be, though? Where will I end up in 2021? Could I be somewhere else? Who knows? We'll find out. 855-212-4CBS. My luscious locks. No, not the great hair on my head. By the way, got a nice tight haircut, too, going on right now, Anthony. Look like a male model. Look like a dad from, like, the Macy's ad. I'm going to pick up a blue blazer today. New blue blazer. Just cleaning out clothes, Anthony. Just getting rid of old clothes.
Watch how much you spend.
No, I'm being careful with that.
You're not working right now.
I'm a little bit. Two part-time jobs. Yeah, there I am. So, all right, Bob in Kentucky joins us. Bob, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, Bob. What's going on, brother?
Hey, John, how you doing? Good to talk to you again.
Great to hear from you, man. What's going on?
Hey, back in the day when Bob Costas was broadcasting for the Spirits of St. Louis, he says something on the air that he thinks he's going to get fired for the next day.
What was that?
He was talking. You've got to read the book because I can't say that on the air.
Okay, okay.
That's why he thought he was going to get fired. But he was moping around the locker room. Bad News Barnes looks him in the eye and says, I've been looking for some little dude to drive me around in my limo. So if it could work for Bad News Barnes and Costas, it could work for Shaq and John Kincaid.
Well, I'm not doing that. First of all, I'm not working for Shaquille. He is like him and I have we get along too well. I would not enjoy that other than just doing the podcast together. But lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of fun conversations, Bob. So who knows where my next full-time landing spot's going
to
be. I mean, lots of good conversations.
Yeah,
I will.
So we can follow you there.
I will. You just follow me here, though. That's the most important thing and everything. So how are people feeling right now in your neck of the woods? Are people excited for college football? Are they following the Bengals, right? A lot of Bengals people?
In this area, they kind of follow the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
Because I'm about an hour and a half from Nashville.
Got to feel good about the Titans. They've been pretty strong.
So we're just hoping to, you know, if we can make the playoffs, that's a good start.
Sure.
Titans made a run last year, which kind of excited us, so that was kind of cool.
Well, that's good. How are all the guys doing?
Two made parole this week, so
See?
Pretty excited. Yeah.
There we go. That's good. Tell them I'm proud of them. All right,
we'll
brother.
Do it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Great to have Bob join us from Kentucky. Anthony, when we used to, we did it when we first started the show here, right? Because I had carried it over from the old ESPN show where we did the bracket challenge with different groups of people. And Bob had the guys that he, you know, takes at the prison and helps them get ready to be able to get back onto the streets and get back to work and get back to life. And so one year we had the prisoners, the inmates, were in our bracket challenge at ESPN Radio. In fact, they did 2 years. The inmates did their bracket challenge, and they did really well. Now, they had extra time on their hands to watch, so that might be an advantage. They had a little extra time on their hands to be able to watch, but pretty cool. Pretty cool. Always great to have it. 855-212-4CBS if you want to join us. 855-212-4CBS. All right, let's get to my luscious locks.
It's time for JK's Luscious Locks this NFL Sunday.
That's what women call them. My hair, spectacular. My picks, they're not as enthused. I'll see if I can give you a winning week. All I want is a winning week. I've had 2-1-2 weeks to start the year. Doesn't make me pleased. I don't want to dig the hole and try to climb out of it this year. So let's get some good news going. Chargers taking on the Panthers. I already told you that was my eliminator pool of the week. That was my pick. I'll ride with the Chargers, and I'm going to ride with the Chargers to have a big day. 10 to 14 points, lay the 6.5 with the Chargers. That's a later game. Philadelphia and Cincinnati, an early game. Do you think I'm betting on the Philadelphia Eagles after what I've seen the first 2 weeks? No. What I'm betting on is that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to score points today. And what I'm betting on is the Cincinnati Bengals will be able to score points on the Philadelphia Eagles. So what I'm betting is the over. Take the over 47.5. I do believe the Eagles win. I don't know if they're going to cover the spread. I wouldn't touch the point spread, but I will take the over 47.5. And then New Orleans and Green Bay. You know what's fun at the end of your Sunday? To sit back and watch a marquee matchup and root for the over. To watch points be put on the board. New Orleans and Green Bay are going to score. They're going to score lots of points. And they're going to be able to move the ball up and down the field on each other. Over 53, it's a little bawdy, but I'll take it. So, Chargers -6.5, the Eagles and the Bengals over 47.5, and New Orleans and Green Bay over 53. Those are my JK show. Luscious locks. Yeah, we don't do pick segments that go on too long. I'm very anti-pick segments, by the way. So if there's any potential employer out there that's listening to the show, my luscious locks, that's great. You can do a pick segment and not drag it out, is what I would suggest. You also never have to do a Mount Rushmore show or anything lazy like that. You can actually prepare for your shows. I also like that. So just a few thoughts. In case you were interested. 855-212-4CBS if you want to get in with us. 855-212-4CBS. Let me be very, very clear how I want to make sure that there's enough love given to LeBron James and the Lakers. And I know. ESPN does a good enough job of that. Literally picking up LeBron's dry cleaning and then figuring, you know, waiting for the next little missive to drop out of his mouth. But what the Lakers have done, I'm not going to allow anybody to try to spin it as, well, it's a COVID year and this didn't really matter and no big deal. This is a big deal. This was a huge deal. This year was pretty incredible. And what every team had to overcome, what they had to try to overcome to be able to succeed in the world of the bubble, to me, is something that's incredible because so many took the time to constantly tell us that there was no chance of it happening. That was their message. There's no chance this happens. This can't happen. This won't work. We made it. I want Buster Olney. Somebody do a wellness check on our man Buster Olney. Because it looks like we made it, Buster. Come on, Barry. Looks like we made it. Last day of the regular season in baseball? Everywhere. Oh, my gosh. We made it through the baseball season. And you remember after the Marlins and the Cardinals early in the year tried to botch things up for everybody? Remember everybody was saying, you're going to have teams play 50 games. Some play 60. Some play 54. Nope. Looks like we got everybody in. Looks like we made it. All the naysayers, all the people who told you it's reckless to play. You remember when I was reading to you the body bag writers? There are going to be body bags, and then how are you going to feel that you wanted your sports? Just sit in your basement and rock back and forth and suck your thumb. We can't even attempt this. We made it! Oh, my gosh. And while I say it, there you go. When I say it, Anthony, too, I must say this. Above all things, Dan Walken of USA Today, Dan Woken, as I would like to call him, Dan Walken, he was the biggest naysayer. College football. No. Reckless SEC. Reckless ACC. This is terrible. Oh, my God. And what did Dan Walken do this week from USA Today? In case you don't read newspapers that are color-coded. Hey, throw me the purple section. Throw me the red section. My gosh. What did he push for this week? An expansion of the college football playoff. So the man who spent months telling you, they're going to be dead bodies. The coroner better be on the sidelines to start picking the dead bodies up off the field when college football fails. Look, proper protocols, trusting legitimate scientists, and I know. Many sports writers and sports media members, they were amateur epidemiologists, and all along they were extremely fearful. I'm going to say cautious. To be kind. They were cautious. Very, very cautious. Cautious people. I'd be wondering if they're afraid, like, if there's a little bit of, like, frost out in the morning to walk to the end of their driveway to pick up their newspaper. Only Anthony Piano gets a real newspaper anymore. Everybody else reads them online. That they'd be cautious. What we see today is a series of celebrations. Baseball completed a regular season that some of its biggest names told you couldn't happen.
Yes, we can.
Like Buster Olney. Like Keith Olbermann. Yes, the worst person in America. They told you that. And then we have the NHL is going to crown someone is going to be awarded the Stanley Cup. And they're going to skate with it probably in September. Yeah, they could get it September 30th. Could be the latest date. Someone is going to win an NBA title coming up. Will it be LeBron and the Lakers? Who knows? But we're going to be in a series of celebrations. Baseball season got completed, the one they told you couldn't happen. The one they told you, well, some teams are going to play 45 games and others are going to play 60. Blah, 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 blah.
Yes, we can.
Will there be retractions? Will there be sports media who spread this crap, and I will say it, excuse my language, that spread that for months based on nothing more than their feelings? This is my feeling. I know I'm not a doctor, but it's my feeling that this is what it is. Why? Because you filled your head with garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. It's a huge celebration. Congratulations to the NHL. Whether it's Tampa or Dallas, I'll give you a big smooch next week. Congratulations to the Lakers winning the Western Conference Championship, waiting for a title. Congratulations to Major League Baseball completing the season that everybody tried to, not everybody, not this show, tried to tell you, oh, I don't even see how it could possibly happen. How could they do this? This is outrageous. They're putting people's life at risk. No. Because if people truly believe you trust the science, trust the science. Trust it. And for once and again, to my fellow sports media members, the science always knew more than you. I know that's a shock. You don't like to think that. Seth Canner did a spectacular job for us this morning, didn't he, folks? Tony Pierno on Twitter, at Anthony Pierno, at Tony Pierno on Twitter. Make sure you check him out. And hang out with me. I got a lot of time during the week, so I'll probably be tweeting a lot during the baseball games and everything. So join me at John Kincaid. I'll be back next Sunday. DA is going to entertain you next on CBS Sports Radio.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.